Oh, hello and welcome to Studio Classroom. I am Gabe, and I am very glad you decided to tune in today, because we have a great technology lesson called Robot Journalists. Read all about it. So, that's what we're going to do. Read all about robot journalists. And what exactly is a robot journalist? Well, you know what a journalist is. Someone who writes down stories or articles for a newspaper or magazine, and maybe they'll report the facts on TV or radio. But this world is just too big. It's too crazy, right? There are so many things going on. Even the best, the fastest journalists need help. And that's where a robot journalist comes in. We'll learn about what robot journalists do, and we'll discuss the question, if technology can do all the work, why keep human writers around? That's a good question. Well, here's your question of the day. What are humans good at? At least according to our lesson, what are humans good at? Okay, friends, your English will improve today. Let's begin.
Robot journalists, read all about it. Natural language generation software turns data into readable reports. Writing one or two articles a day is a fair goal for a human writer. By contrast, the Wordsmith platform can produce up to 2,000 articles a second. Wordsmith is one example of natural language generation software, often referred to as a robot journalist. To be fair, the software isn't starting from scratch, like a human writer might. Instead, the software takes a set of structured data and transforms it into readable text. Natural language generation software, such as Wordsmith and Quill, does its work by identifying trends and highlights in sets of data. The software then searches its own thesaurus for the words to express its findings.
Welcome to Language Lab. 这篇文章的第一个重点，我们看 journalist 这个名词。Journalist 是指文字记者或者是新闻记者。例如 ，As a journalist, you should be as objective as possible. 身为记者，你必须极尽可能的保持客观。和它相关的名词还有 journal, journal 这个名词，意思是日报或者是日记或者是定期刊物。例如 ,their research paper will be published in a major scientific journal. 他们的研究报告会刊登在一份很重要的科学杂志上。接下来我们看的是 from scratch 这个成语。Scratch 在这里是指乱涂乱画，所以 from scratch 就是指从零开始或从头开始。例如 ,Henry built his business from scratch. Henry 是从零开始建立他的事业的。或者是 the shed was ruined by the hurricane, so we built it from scratch again. 这个小屋被飓风摧毁了，所以我们重新又把它盖起来。
Fresh news, fresh news, read all about it. Robot journalists, read all about it. Lady, would you like to buy a newspaper?
Well, I would love a newspaper, but right. I'm sorry, sir, I don't have any money right now. Oh. Can I pay you later?
Well, maybe you could just get me a cup of coffee later.
Yes, we can do that.
That would be my privilege.
Hello, friends. My name is Rebecca, and I'm excited about reading all about it.
Reading all about it. That's a wonderful phrase. Read all about it. And today we're reading all about robot journalists. Actually, this is a phrase that a lot of journalists and people who sold newspapers and magazines would yell out when they were selling.Read all about it. Fresh news.
That's right. So, for example, you could say, have you heard of the flying car? Well, you can read all about it in the Wall Street Journal.
And, of course, what are we reading all about today? Robot journalists.
Robot journalists.
Yeah, well, what does a journalist look like? Someone who maybe carries around a notepad and a pencil. Oh, like this. Like the guy in this picture, this is a human journalist, but I've never seen a robot journalist. Have you?
Well, no, I haven't, but I think we're going to learn about robot journalists right here in our lesson. So let's begin. Writing one or two articles a day is a fair goal for a human writer. I agree. I'm actually a journalist, and it is a fair goal to write one or two articles a day. By contrast, the Wordsmith platform can produce up to 2,000 articles per second. Wait. 2,000 articles a second?
You read that correctly, Rebecca. Wow. It's incredible what a robot journalist can do. Wordsmith is one example of natural language generation software. Okay, and this is often referred to as a robot journalist. I prefer the term robot journalist to natural language generation software myself.
I agree with you, Gabe. Well, to be fair, the software isn't starting from scratch like a human writer might. Instead, well, we're going to learn about that shortly. So it's not starting from scratch, is it?
No, it's not. And when you start from scratch, you're kind of looking around for things to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
So, for example, I like to bake cookies with a cookie mix. It's already there for me to use. But I believe Rebecca likes to start from scratch. Am I right?
I typically make all of my cookies, Gabe, from scratch.
And what does that mean?
Well, that means that I have to add the flour, the baking soda, the salt, and the eggs, and the milk. I have to add all the ingredients. Whereas a cookie mix, you probably only have to add maybe one or two ingredients to the mix.
That's right. Well, Rebecca, do you know what time it is?
It's twin time!
That's right. Yes. Let's take a closer look at this phrase, to be fair, with the twins.
I think that's a good idea.
Hi, everyone. I'm Christina.
And I'm Serena.
Welcome to A Closer Look, Twin Time. Today, we will take a closer look at the phrase, to be fair. In our lesson, we read, to be fair, the software isn't starting from scratch like a human writer might. You use this when you want to influence your judgment in a positive way. Here is an example of what someone could say. I didn't really enjoy the movie, but to be fair, it had some amusing parts. Even though this person didn't enjoy the movie, he or she still wanted to give it some positive credit. You know, Serena, last weekend, I had to clean the house all by myself. But to be fair, you were sick in bed. Well, I'll be sure to do the cleaning this weekend, Christina. To be fair can also be used when referring to equality. Here is an example sentence. To be fair, I think we should all split the bill. If everyone wants to be treated equally, it's fair to split the bill, right? Do you agree, Serena?
Of course.
That's all the time we have for today. We'll see you next time on A Closer Look.
Thank you, ladies. Well, continuing with our lesson, we read, instead, the software takes a set of structured data and transforms it into readable text. Now, we want to take a look at this word, structured. This just means something is organized or arranged.
And we see it as an adjective in our lesson, a set of structured data. But of course, it can be a verb as well. You want to structure your paper in a good way. You want to have a well-structured paper to turn in to your teacher.
That's right. And if you're on a debate team, you want to have well-structured arguments in order to win.
Well, that's a good idea. Friends, right now it's time for us to watch a little video. You know, we learned a little bit about the Wordsmith platform. Let's see what that is all about.
We are Automated Insights. Our patented Wordsmith platform automatically turns data into narrative using natural language generation technology. Our clients include the Associated Press, Yahoo, Samsung, and Edmunds.com. For the AP, Wordsmith identifies key insights in corporate earnings data and then describes those insights in straightforward language, just like a financial reporter would. Whenever there's data to support it, Wordsmith can write automatically about any topic using any tone. In this example, Wordsmith receives data about a live basketball game and can comment on the game in near real time. The platform can also write quiz questions based on historical data about the two teams. When paired with health and fitness monitoring devices, Wordsmith transforms data into personalized narratives, offering a totally customized view of each user's well-being. Our Wordsmith for Marketing application saves agencies time and money by automatically turning web analytics data into a written report that any client can understand, and any agency can modify as much as they'd like. Automated Insights. Let your data tell its story.
Wow, that was definitely a very interesting video. Well, we read here in our lesson, natural language generation software such as Wordsmith and Quill does its work by identifying trends and highlights. Gabe, what exactly is a Quill?
Well, this is the name of this kind of software, but actually it comes from an item, and this is what it looks like. A quill was made out of a feather, and you put ink inside the feather, and you would write with a quill.
Right.
It's kind of cool, right?
So that is how people used to write many years ago before the pencil and pen.
That's right. So it's a very creative name for this software. Well, friends, stay tuned. We have more to learn. I'm the quill. There. Finished. Hello and welcome back. Today we're all about robot journalists. Here's what I wrote. Our lesson calls it natural language generation software. And we've learned about a couple different kinds of software. Wordsmith and Quill. The Wordsmith platform can produce up to 2,000 words per second. I mean, 2,000 articles per second. So, if technology is so amazing these days, why keep human writers around? Hey, that's a good question. Why am I here?
Robot journalists, read all about it. Why keep human writers around? Although this type of software writes faster than any human, it requires structured sets of data to work. That's why it's especially useful for writing earnings reports and other types of dry writing. Humans, on the other hand, are good at turning their unstructured thoughts directly into prose. The reports produced by Wordsmith and Quill read naturally, and they can match the tone of human writers. But for now, the robot journalist probably won't steal away many jobs or win any Pulitzer Prizes.
OK, 接下来我们看的是 prose 这个不可数名词。 Prose 是指散文。 Liu, the poet's first book of prose was a disaster and severely criticized. 这位诗人的第一本散文集是一场灾难，而且被狠狠地批评。或者是 Kelly enjoys reading prose more than poetry. Kelly 喜欢读散文胜过诗。或者是 the prose he wrote is too dark for me. 他所写的散文对我来说太黑暗了。最后我们看的是 Pulitzer Prize 这个专有名词。 Pulitzer Prize 是指普利兹奖, 是美国新闻界的最高荣誉。 我们来看一个例句, 例如 Jackson's biggest dream is to win a Pulitzer Prize for breaking news photography. Jackson 最大的梦想就是赢得普利兹奖的现场新闻摄影奖。 或者是 Jennifer Egan's A Visit from the Goon Squad won the 2011 Pulitzer Prize for fiction. 珍妮佛·伊根的《时间里的痴人》赢得了2011年普利兹奖的文学奖。And now, let's get back to our teachers.
So why keep human writers around? I don't get it.
Gabe, your tone of voice sounds so sad.
Well, my tone is sad because I am sad. But hey, that word tone, that's in our lesson. We read about Wordsmith and Quill, and they can match the tone of human writers. See, that makes my point.
Gabe, it's actually a very useful phrase.Tone up, when we talk about tone, that actually refers to one's expression or the way they say something.
Yeah, like my tone of voice is sad because, well, I am a little sad.
Gabe, I know what can cheer you up.
What?
The information cloud. Let's go there now.
Okay.
Inspiration is something artists and writers rely on to be creative. When someone is inspired, it's as if a light bulb goes off over their head and the creative juices begin to flow.
So where does inspiration come from? Well, for centuries, a popular answer has been one's muse. In Greek mythology, a muse was one of nine sister goddesses who would give inspiration to an artist, poet, or thinker. Today, it just means someone who inspires another.
Filmmakers sometimes talk about a certain actor or actress being a muse, meaning the actor inspired a movie. Writers, painters, musicians, and other artists all have their muses.
So what happens when your muse goes missing?That's when you experience what's called writer's block, if you're a writer. If you have writer's block, you are unable to come up with fresh ideas.
And your muse may or may not return to you. So instead of waiting for inspiration, just put down on paper everything you can think of about your topic. You can then rearrange those ideas, put thoughts into complete sentences, edit,and polish what you have. And before you know it, you have come up with a piece of writing. Who needs a muse when you can create one yourself?
创作需要 inspiration, 灵感。那灵感是从哪里来的呢？根据希腊神话，灵感来自 the muses. Muse 就是缪斯，它是希腊神话中宙斯的九个女儿。这些缪斯精通不同的艺术，像诗歌、音乐、舞蹈、历史。后来 muse 延伸出来的意思就是指灵感的来源。任何一个给予你灵感的人都可以是你的 muse。那当你的 muse 离你而去，你会有什么下场呢？如果你是个作家，就有可能经历到 writer's block， 所谓的写作障碍，也就是创作的瓶颈。其实灵感往往是一种借口，靠自己的努力、脑力的激荡，也能产生好的创作。这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 我们下次云端见。
Thanks, guys. Didn't really cheer me up, but it was very informative. Let's read on. But for now, the robot journalist probably won't steal away many jobs.Or win any Pulitzer Prizes. So they haven't replaced humans after all.
Exactly, Gabe. Now, I would love to learn more about robot journalists, but for now, I think that we should enjoy a review skit.
For now, that is a good idea.
Yes.
Friends, we'll see you in a minute. I feel better.
Today, I'm going to write one...article.
One article in one day, that's a fair goal.
Yes, it is.
For a human.
For a human?
By contrast, I can produce 2,000 articles.
2,000 articles in one day?
No, 2,000 articles in 1 second.
Well,Impossible. No journalist can do that.
A robot journalist can. Hello, my name is Wordsmith. I am a robot journalist.
No wonder you can write so quickly.
To be fair, my software doesn't start from scratch.
Well, then, how does it work?
My software takes a set of structured data and transforms it into readable text.
And how does that work?
My software identifies trends and highlights sets of data. Then it searches for words to express the findings.
And it's fast.
Yes, much faster than you. I'm especially useful for dry writing, like earning reports.
So, will I be replaced by a robot journalist?
Probably not. You're good at turning unstructured thoughts into prose. I can't match your creative style.
So you won't steal away my job?
No, and I won't win any Pulitzer Prizes either.
Okay, well, back to work. I have an article to write.
Ha-ha. One article.
Did you know that robots can be journalists? It's true. There is now natural language generation software that turns data into reports that can be read. Human writers feel that a good goal is to write one or two articles per day. But Wordsmith platform can produce up to 2,000 articles per second. I think I'm out of a job. Wordsmith is one example of natural language generation software, often called a robot journalist. This software doesn't start from scratch, however. It takes structured data and turns it into readable text. This kind of software identifies trends and highlights in sets of data. It then searches its own thesaurus for words to express what it finds. So, why do we still need us, humans? Because it requires structured sets of data to work with. So it's very helpful for writing earnings reports and that kind of what we call dry writing. Humans, you and me, we're good at making our unstructured thoughts prose. The reports that Wordsmith and Quill produce read very naturally and can match the tone of a human. But these robot journalists probably won't be taking away our jobs are winning a Pulitzer Prize in the near future. So relax. I know I am. For now, anyway. Bye.
Thanks, Linda. Okay, Gabe, here's a great question. What are humans good at?
The question of the day. Mm-hmm. Humans are good at turning unstructured thoughts directly into prose.
Exactly. And, oh, by the way, I owed you a coffee. Here's your coffee.
This is great. This really cheers me up. Thank you so much, Rebecca.
You're
thank
welcome.
You, friends, for joining us. We'll see you next time right here at Studio Classroom.